What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of April. No, it's not. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of April. Tuesday was yesterday. I wanted to relive it all over again. It was such a great day, I wanted to do it again. In fact, I've been doing Tuesday from 5 weeks ago, every day for the past 5 weeks even. It's been the same day on continuous playback. I kind of just do... There's little things that might distinguish one day from another, but nothing that really stands out, you know. You used to go to the cinema, didn't you? Or go to the... Well, I didn't, but I used to go to the fucking... the bar or the nightclub or the fucking gigs or whatever else. That would break up your... define your weeks and work, obviously, the main one, number one, the gym. Whatever the fuck you used to do. But now you don't do any of that, so you just do the same thing and then you can't distinguish one from another. Not unless you're like, you know... If you're getting pissed every day, you can't really use getting pissed either. You know, oh, I got pissed. I remember I got pissed the other day. Which day? Every day. Or you'd have to like define it by something that you've cooked or an argument you've had or, I don't know, fuck knows, by ringing up 999 because you thought you had the disease and you was like been coughing all day and you thought, fucking hell. Have I fucking got it? And then you think, oh no, what it was, I smoked a fucking old bag of weed last night in one spliff because I thought I ain't even tired because I'm not wearing myself out, so I'm just going to fucking smoke the whole bag, pass out, and hopefully a week will pass by. I'll be like Sleeping Beauty and I'll get through the rest of the lockdown that way. I'm jesting. I actually quite like the lockdown. It's not too bad. It's not like, you know... It's not rocking, it ain't the fucking best time I've had in my life, but, you know, it makes you reconnect to other things, you know, you've got all sorts of shit. I'm like a fucking YouTube addict at the moment. I'm finding all sorts, not for crap, I don't watch fucking people doing loads of stupid stuff on there, like fucking, I don't know, running around dressed as a bush pranking people, shit like that. I have seen that, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be saying it. But oh, there's loads of like enlightening stuff on there, documentaries, all sorts of stuff. The Spanish flu one, watch that one, that'll trip you out, that'll put you fucking, put this situation we're in perspective. The Spanish flu, 50 million fucking people. And it wasn't even like, you know, you didn't even get any passes if you were, not that we are at the moment, but I mean, older people and that are at more risk at the moment, but nobody got a fucking pass in that one. Everybody and anybody was a target, young, old, whatever. You just literally, if you caught it, you pretty much looked like you might fucking die from it. It was pretty fucking hardcore, and it was called the Spanish flu, but it actually started on a fucking pig farm in America, so. The fucking the Donald Trump there and chucked the blame somewhere else, because they did get some in Spain after the First World War. More people died in the First World War, British soldiers anyway, I think. I mean, I'm trying to use my extensive memory, which I fucking don't have, but then actually was killed in the war, and we lost a lot in the war, but more people died from the fucking that flu virus. And I never knew that, and I never even heard of it until this situation came up. It's come on the radar. So anyway, check it out. It's interesting at the very least. But what's it called? You know what day it is today? I'll tell you. It's a special day. It's Jack Nicholson's birthday. Now, if that ain't a fucking day to celebrate, I don't know what is. You celebrate the man that's like, don't give a fuck. He's like, you know, he's like... he's one of my peers, let's put it that way. He's like, he's just two fingers to everything, and he's just got that look on his face as if to say, I don't give a shit, and I don't have to give a shit, and that's the way it is, and people love him for it. And he's always, I think, he used to just rub people up the wrong way in Hollywood, and people knew that he would do that, and he would like, it was of that time, wasn't he? He was like he one of the bad boys kind of thing, and it still would just... make him even bigger sort of thing, whereas now you might not get away with it so much because nobody like stands out like them kind of people. But anyway, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is one of my favourite films as a kid, so it really fucking stuck with me. I can't remember how many times I fucking watched that. Him and his buddy, the Indian dude, the fucking the one who smashed him out or fucking does him at the end. If you haven't seen it yet, come on. I'm not going to tell you the ending, but you must have seen it by now. But great film. It's just like it's a madhouse, isn't it? And that's like just shows you what people are. People defined as not as barmy, but they're not really. They're like they're more sane than fucking after people out here. The fucking what's it called? The lunatics are running the fucking asylum. What was I going to say? Oh, and also talking about films. And was it Val Kilmer's in the paper today? And I just think about his life story. I think there's bits about his like past and whatever. But they're talking about he had throat cancer and he's got a tracheotomy. And to talk now, he has to touch a hole in his throat to talk. And he's got one of them croaky voices because he's got clearly the cancer. So that's what I wonder why I hadn't seen him in any films. I know he had a situation, but he can't really fucking. Well, he can, but like he'd have to be in a silent film, wouldn't he? Or have to be fucking dubbed over or whatever, and have some mad voice. Or you could probably just recreate his voice now, from the old days. You know, just get a computer to pick up the Val Kilmer's voice from past films and whatever. So you probably could. But I wonder why I hadn't seen him in films. And it just reminded me of a film of his that I, Top Secret. Fucking, that was just another film that I just loved as a kid. That spoof film, that was hilarious, absolutely fucking hilarious. Me and my mate used to just quote the lines out of that all the time. I mean, constantly all day long. No people, like other people, hadn't seen it, and we'd just be fucking cracking up laughing. They wouldn't know what the hell we were talking about. But it was hilarious. You haven't seen that as well? What You Doing, playing that. And also American Werewolf in London. Fucking, that was another film I watched over and over again. Can't get enough of that. That was just like scary, but funny as fuck at the same time. Typical good old British film. And, you know, you don't even, walking across the moors was scary enough anyway. But that bit at the beginning where he meets the werewolf. Or the bit in the pub is the best bit. Rick Mayall's in it, but he's in the pub and they're walking, the two kids walk into the pub and all the pub goes silent and he says, "What's that star on the wall for?" And fucking the guy misses the dartboard. And anyway, I'm reminiscing, but fucking that was just crap me up. But Rick Mayall's in it anyway. And you wouldn't know because I don't think he even talks in it. He just laughs at one of the guy's jokes. Anyway, where are we? When we're talking about that form, we're supposed to be talking about the fucking news. I could talk about what I like. I don't get paid for it. So anyway, all I can get is you're going to turn off and go, "This guy is boring the shit out of me." Anyway, I'm going to say, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's going to be hotter than Ibiza. Us in England, we like to compare our weather to whatever the weather's going to be somewhere else. That's how we get, because we don't get that good weather. When we get a 21 degrees, which is fucking brilliant for England, absolutely like one of the best, we have to compare it to like Ibiza or somewhere, because everywhere else gets 30, don't they? 30 or 35 constantly. We get a 21 degrees and we have to compare it to what Ibiza is today. So we go, "Oh, it's 21 degrees today. It's going to be hotter than what Ibiza is today." Just on that particular day, they find somewhere around the country. If it's not that, it'll be Corfu or Crete. Or hotter than South Africa, whatever we're hotter than on that day. That's how we can big up the 21 degrees. Anybody else goes, "Fuck me, that's freezing. I've got fucking have to wear my coat in that weather." People in like Australia and that. That's like a winter's day in Australia, in Sydney and whatever. I know, because I used to be there. But in their winter, that used to be like what our summer days would be like. But don't knock it, it's, you know, sometimes that hot weather in Australia, it can be fucking hot too much all the time, and you get bored of wearing shorts, get bored of like having to fucking think about sun cream and staying out of the sun or fucking whatever else. It's like, it gets a bit hard work, and you like, you know, you can't just wear shorts the whole of your life. You can over there. That's why all the money's waterproof, because everyone's got like board shorts on and they're just like, you can walk down the street and, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to jump in the sea. Because pretty much most people live by the sea and they just jump in the sea with the money in the pocket and everything. Whereas in England, you can't do that. We got canals, and where I'm from, Birmingham, we got canals. So you'd have to leave all your shit on the side of the canal and then jump in the canal, which you pretty much are looking at dysentery and fucking cholera if you jump in a canal, because it's just black. But people did. People did. Binge drinking. He's got, what's it called? Binge drinking is causing a surge in violence amongst the over 50s. 50-year-olds are thinking they're 20 again because they're getting pissed too much at the moment during the lockdown. So they're all having to go, they're all having punch-ups. And fucking, are they having punch-ups with, having the fucking domestic violence? Must be. Was it the neighbours? Are they fucking, you know, getting arsey over the fence? So, because everyone's like in the garden, their own gardens, probably fucking got the music up full blast, didn't they? It's probably like throwing cans of skull at each other and smashing each other in the head. You know, violence, socially distanced violence, just fucking throwing shit at each other that will like cause a big bruise and a black eye. Or fucking a coma, if it's heavy enough. Throw your fucking paving slab over the fucking fence. Anyway, so 50-year-olds don't grow up. Don't grow up anyway. What's the point in growing up? You grow up, you just become boring and then you die. You might as well just have a laugh until you die, no matter what age it is. Obviously, don't go too early by, you know, getting your head kicked in by being a knob at the pub. But you can still enjoy yourself any age. What was I going to say? Masked and gun-toting protesters. All the protesters are all, like, kicking off in America, aren't they? I saw a standoff yesterday with a... They're all in the cars going, we want the town to reopen. We need the town to reopen. And we've got all the banners and everything. And there was hospital workers were stood in the road, dressed in all the scrubs with the masks on and everything, and was blocking the cars coming down. They're quite brave, really, because the fucking people in the cars were, like, rabid. They were, like, kicking off big time and, like, you know. The fucking... They looked like there was unhinged, half of them. Some of them are like, look like they're just protesting because they love a fucking, they love a chance to fucking shout and scream and whatever. But you know, the fucking, that country's the worst hit. And I said they should watch that, what's it called, Spanish flu fucking virus, because they won't be happy if it comes to town and starts taking their, taking them out, or people they like. But it's pain in the ass. Everybody's fucking, any of those people, most of them people could diversify and do some of their business from home. Just whatever, but most people, you know, you just got to sit it out. It's only 6 weeks, for fuck's sake. It might be worse, I suppose, in America. It might drag on, but I think they're talking about we're not, we haven't got any bad, our state isn't so bad, so we should be open. Which is fine. Maybe that's true, it should be, but at the same time, you have to stop flights going there or stop people coming in and out. If you can do that, then it's all right and then you can open. But if people are coming in and out and bringing in the virus in and out, that's where it's a problem. But, you know, we're all fucking fucked because there's no particular end game, is there? Everybody's watching Sweden. Sweden, get it right, please. Because if Sweden get it right, because they've just tried a totally different thing where everything's open. And if they could do that, then we can all follow that suit. So... Protest, I mean, like, you know, you might well get it open because Trump wants to do it, doesn't he? But at the same time, you've got to make sure fucking people don't start dying like fucking in their thousands, which they are over here at the moment. I know they are over there, but they are in certain towns. I bet New York ain't fucking screaming to be open. What's it called? Fashion. Louis Vuitton has launched a T-shirt that sells for a staggering 1,130 quid. Well, that's something I would never, ever, 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 ever buy, even if I was fucking multi. Not only that, it's 1,130 quid, and it's see-through. So that's just like, you might as well just buy a T-shirt from a cheap T-shirt shop with a pair of tits on it. Might, you know, like them comedy ones that have got like a big fat man's tits or a woman's. Or a fat woman's tits, whatever, but like, you know, you could, like, he's got a hairy belly on it and whatever. Might as well get just one of them. For a fucking fiver. £1,130. There's no, and it's just shit. Look at it, it's baggy. It's just like longer than, it's almost down to his knees. So I don't know why somebody would buy that. Some people just need to spend the money on something crap and go, look, do you know how much I spent for that? And a lot can't stop telling people. Do you know how much I paid for this T-shirt? Excuse me, mate, do you know how much I paid for this T-shirt? Excuse me. Hello. Ooh. Do you know how much I paid for this T-shirt? And nobody's interested. Legendary singer Engelbert Humperdinck. Real name. Engelbert Humperdinck. He changed his name to that So he was obviously always mental, and this story is about him. His real name is Arnold Dorsey. That's a much better name, Arnold Dorsey. That would have been fucking... He would have just been equally as big. He had the voice and everything, didn't he? But he changed the name to Engelbert Humperdinck. I suppose he stood out a little bit then, so people were like, fucking what? Who? Let's get him on the show. I don't care if he sounds like shit. We want him on the show, because any chance to say that name on a TV programme... Engelbert Humperdinck. It's probably like a masterstroke, so I actually think it's a good idea now. But Arnold Dorsey, I think, is a good name. If he was like a soul singer, he was a bit more of a crooner, wasn't he? I don't know what he was. But he was Welsh. But he said he's got the powers of God. He can heal people by putting his hand on their head. So he's obviously lost the plot. 83-year-old. But he's like... what was I going to say? Patricia, the stars... Oh, no, hang on. Yeah, so I don't know what he's doing now. He's 83, so not a lot, probably. But I haven't seen him for years. You know, I've seen him around. But he looks the fucking business as a young guy. He looks... Healer Humpy, they're calling him. Healer Humpy, the Humperdinck. But I wonder if people ever got humped. Women were like looking to get... Hump me, Humperdinck, with the holding up signs at his concerts. Can I get humped by Humperdinck? I bet he was a ladies man by the look of that picture of him there, because he looked like he had the looks. Now he's just trying something else. Maybe the women aren't coming to him now. So now he's saying, like, he's going for the older women with, like, things wrong with them. And he's going, I can heal you with touching your head, with my hand on your head. And what he's referring to, he's like fucking subliminally put it in that he wants a blowjob. Could do. It's like, you know, meant to be sending out the signals. He's like trying to hypnotise it. Look, he's put the idea in my head. I've said it. So I bet women are thinking, yeah, if he puts his hand on my head, what's he going to want then? Right, we've got huge spiders are coming. Fanged venomous spiders have been spotted crawling around homes and in gardens. The tube web spider is used to be in Spain and now it's fucking over here. It's in Kent. And they don't fuck around, do they, spiders? They don't just have one baby. They have, like, baby. That's how Brummies talk, baby. They don't have one baby. They have, like, about a fucking million in one go, or about thousands anyway in one go, and they all just run off out of the nest. I've seen a YouTube video of one of my interesting YouTube videos, but you see the sack of the spiders, and they just split, and they just run off everywhere. And this, like... What's it called? This spider is like a killer, I think. Venomous. So he bites you. Some of them, they fucking have to have your leg off and stuff, don't they? So like, what happens to them all? They're all just out. So every one of those spiders then has another spider. And then all of a sudden, the country is literally... Imagine that. That'd be like that horror film where the whole world is overrun by spiders. And I definitely wouldn't... I'm not even scared of spiders, but I still wouldn't want to leave the house if I walked outside and it was like... The whole pathway is just crawling. I ain't going to fucking walk over that. That ain't no way to live. I'll have to stay in. Deliveroo only. Shoppers in a gimp mask. Right, I'm going to knock it on the head. What's it called? Shoppers. Two more. Shoppers have turned up to to the supermarket dressed as gimps. That's their masks and their... way of sort of getting away from the virus. But they're missing a trick, or they've made a faux pas, because there's a zip there, and the guy's got it open. I suppose he must have zipped it up. No, there's a zip, isn't there? I thought the picture is his mouth's open, because some have got an open mouth. Not that I'm an expert on gimp masks, but his one's got a zip, so maybe he's got, like, virus protection on it, or what? That's a new safety suit. No getting in there if it's fully, like, lever or whatever. Imagine that they run out of like the hospitals and they run out of all the gear, and then they have to like you have to get like work done by somebody bringing in emergency supplies of GIMP gear. I did see that somebody had donated from a sex dungeon, they donated a load of supplies to a hospital, and that was all masks and whatever else, where they did like they did sort of kinky sex scenes like hospitals and that, and they give all their gear, so it could happen. If things really did get tight, the way that the fucking that or the PPE shortages, they'd be like, imagine the diversion that a gimp mask got landed at the hospital by accident, and that was like the PPE was miles you know, we've got another few days for that to arrive. They'd have to use it, wouldn't they? Anyway, last one. Hollywood bosses are scrapping 50 Shades of Grey style sex scenes due to social distancing. Well, they're not even like, well, they could, well, I mean, just test them when they're Hollywood fucking out. They blow loads of money on loads of shit anyway, don't they? How much money do films cost? Hundreds of millions. They can't just buy a couple of testing kits so you can like double check where everybody's okay. I'm sure the actor, when he's like looking at a darling actress, or the other way around, when she's like with her favourite actor and they've got a chance to do a sex scene together, they'll be like, that fucking, don't, just test me. I want to have this 16. I want this sex scene in my life. I want to get close. I want to get up and close. Jack Nicholson was probably never, ever short of that. You know, he's got a name for it. But good and bad. But at the same time, that was like, you know, people like, sex scenes are all the rage at the moment, aren't they? They're trying to avoid 50 Shades of Grey style sex scenes. They don't really get many of them, do they? Like, everyone's trying to outdo each other with the sex scenes to sort of make it more kinkier than anything that's ever been seen before. And that's hard to keep up with as a partner of a wife who's watching the film and she's like, oh yeah, I can't keep up with it. You gotta, like, you know, keep up in your game, making notes, make sure you've, like, you know, adding some strings to your bow, so to speak. Anyway, that's for another day and another relationship. I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.